That was Garfy. I know, you have to be quiet, or we're gonna be next. If she thinks she's killed everyone...
Funny thing. My hearing was good when I was a human. When I was made into a vampire, my hearing became supernatural. But after I killed Carmilla... After I killed Carmilla, I could hear little rats like you crying in a closet from a mile away. Which one of you used to work for Ambrosio? Answer me!
I'll tell you anything, please!
Wonderful. I appreciate your cooperative attitude. How did you commute to this dimension for work?
I didn't commute.
Surely he didn't have you as a work from home. I'm sorry. What is it you did for him?
Dog walker.
So how did you walk his fucking dogs if you're here? Spit it out!
I lived in the dimension until a few weeks ago. I moved here for school.
Oh, how lovely. What are you studying?
Linguistics.
Oh, your bachelor's degree?
Yes.
Interesting. You must have found the subject matter edifying. It's my understanding that it's difficult to parlay that into a career without further degrees. What's your name?
Squirmy.
In this little mewling rat that was hiding with you?
Germ.
Wonderful. Squimmy. Germ. I'm Judith. Can either of you get me transportation to Ambrosio's dimension?
No. I have no way of getting back since I started school here.
Oh. What a shame, Squimmy. You didn't have what I needed, but maybe you two won't be a complete waste of my time.
You eat a demon!
What of it?
I thought...
Oh, you thought we only ate humans. Generally, yes, but lately... I'm so hungry, I'll eat just about anything.
After Kyle met Dawn in the dreamscape, she awoke early. She woke up Sunny and immediately told her the good news. Well, not good news. It wasn't good that Rita was in hell, but the better news. That Rita wasn't dead and gone. Immediately, they began to formulate a plan. Their plan hinged on one thing. One person, more accurately. Leonard. After they heard Keegan and Leonard wake up, they gathered everyone around the kitchen table over leftover pizza and coffee.
First of all, we have good news.
The McRib is back?
What?
Everything McFucking sucks right now, so my bar for what constitutes as good news is remarkably low.
Oh, yeah, I get that. No, I know nothing of the McRib.
Dang.
Rita is alive.
Holy shit!
Okay.
What's this? What is this reaction?
You've been through a bunch of traumatic shit in the last 24 hours. So I'm not entirely sure you aren't convincing yourself she's alive based on something wild. Like she's sending you messages through Duolingo or something.
Unless her message was Portuguese for I have to stop eating butter, I don't think she's talking to me through Duolingo.
Rita would never tell you to stop eating butter.
Exactly. I've had to tell her to stop eating butter. Anyways, my source for this info is Kyle. He pulled me into the dreamscape last night to talk.
He's awake?
Yes, but since he's escaped the DMV's re-education camp, he's nervous to come to Earth for too long for fear they may try to imprison him again. He's hanging out in the dreamscape.
That's smart.
Rita did die, but she's in hell. Kyle said she's different, but still herself and in one piece.
Which one?
Which hell dimension?
Yes.
I don't know. Do they even have names?
I mean, there are an infinite number of them, but some get more traffic than others, and the popular ones do have names. There's Grimvale, Pragmar, Penis Smash, Florida.
Florida?
The state was named after the hell dimension.
That makes sense.
Well, regardless, I don't know if she's in Penis Smash, Florida, or some nameless hell. All that to say, we're going to get her out of there, but we're going to need help.
First, Leonard, before you head back home, we'd like to ask for a favor.
A couple favors.
It's bordering on three favors, with how big the second favor is.
I'll gladly assist you darlings with anything your heart desires. Just name it.
We're going to be going to hell to find Rita. Can you poof us back out of there?
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Why not? We're trying to save Rita. Why won't you help us?
Sonny, you misunderstand me. I physically lack the ability to do that. That's why I couldn't just poof out Kyle when he was trapped. I can only take passengers with me between hell dimensions.
God, I'm so sleep deprived. I didn't even think about that. I feel silly.
You're not silly. I forgot that too. I think we've just been desperate to find a way to get Rita.
Nobody here is silly. Well, I am a silly little goose, but you understand. I'm terribly sorry. It is beyond my skills. I must have someone use one of my limited number of summoning dildos if I'm to return back to Earth. I am not permitted to take passengers when I leave a hell dimension for Earth, the DMV, or any other pocket dimension.
I don't know what to do now. We're going to hell regardless, but I was hoping that there was some way you could also provide us a ticket out of there.
I wish I could, truly. There was a time in my life when I could. But now, I can travel to hell dimensions at will, but I must be summoned back to Earth.
There was a time when you could? You used to be able to travel wherever you wanted? Why can't you anymore?
The DMV.
You work for the DMV. Why does it sound like you hate them?
Did you like Sanguis Pharmaceuticals?
That's fair. Continue.
I only retain my abilities to travel between dimensions at all because of the work I do for the DMV. I've been given no choice. It began at the very beginning of my tenure as the master of nocturnal orgies.
Wait, if you're the master of nocturnal orgies, is there a master of diurnal orgies?
Never speak to me of Craig! Never say Craig's name in my presence again!
Whoa. She never said the name Craig.
Nobody said Craig.
I will never forgive him! Never! I am a forgiving man, but his trespasses were beyond the pale!
Sorry. I was just curious.
I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry. What Craig did was unforgivable, and mention of him sends me into a fury.
She never said his name.
Nobody mentioned him.
Please, Leonard, continue. I'm sorry I interrupted.
No apologies necessary, Sonny. Where was I? Yes, my issues with the DMV began early in my tenure as the master of nocturnal orgies. It all began when I was preparing my home for the first infernal bacchanal. Or should I say, my attempted first infernal bacchanal. Where do I want you to put it? Well, that depends. Are you delivering the hors d'oeuvres or the lube?
Lube? I got two barrels here. That sound right?
Yes. In that case, I want it in the back door. Could you drive around?
Will do, handsome.
Goodness. I want to invite them to the Bacchanal. All right, let's look at the status of things. Lube? Delivered. Catering? That's supposed to arrive before the party tomorrow. Maid costumes were delivered yesterday. And I feel adorable! It looks like I'm still waiting on... Ah!
Are you Leonard Fuxwell?
Are you here to deliver the crate of electrolyte supplements?
Are you Leonard Fuxwell?
Yes, but I should ask, who the fuck are you teleporting to my front porch?
I'm Tadric. I'm a code compliance officer for the DMV.
Well, that's all well and good, but what business does the Department of Mishaps and Violence have with a humble goat demon? What is this? Leonard Fuxwell... First warning, blah, blah, blah. Unauthorized interdimensional travel? Next offense will warrant a fine of a century's worth of my life?
Any questions?
Several! What makes the DMV believe they have any say over when and where I can travel?
There's a new ordinance. You have to apply for travel documents. Those will cost you, but the DMV has a work program where you can pay off the fees.
The DMV has no say over this!
The DMV, which is a governing body organized by representatives from both heavenly and hell dimensions and natural forces of the earthly dimension, found that unchecked interdimensional travel of non-human entities to and from Earth constituted a threat to the safety of all dimensions. In cooperation with all dimensions, this new ordinance has been filed as an attempt to curb those disruptions. Sometime next year, interdimensional walls will be in place to stop unauthorized travel. Until then, any angel or demon breaking the new ordinance will be given a warning, followed by a fine of a century of their life. Any infraction after that will result in spontaneous combustion.
How am I to throw orgies in these conditions? I've invited guests from several dimensions.
They can all apply for travel documents.
How long does it take to procure those?
Currently, we have a 2 millennia wait list.
My Bacchanal is scheduled for tomorrow!
That's a shame. I don't think your orgy is going to happen. Oh, shit. I don't... You look lovely in your maid outfit.
Like you give a shit! You bureaucratic types are the living embodiment of a UTI. I don't know how you sleep at night.
Whoa, hold on. I'm sorry I was so cold. I'm doing this all day, and sometimes I forget that this really affects the people I'm handing out these warnings to. How long have you been planning this orgy?
Years! My brother Craig, he throws these luncheons / orgies that...
Craig is your brother?
Must we bring up Craig again?
You brought up Craig.
Can I get back to my story?
Fine, go ahead. But you mentioned Craig.
Yes! My brother Craig, he throws these luncheons / orgies that people seem to love, but they're awful. I wanted to show people an inclusive, cozy, sexual experience, the likes of which they're never seen. I want them to speak about my orgy in the same way that a cishet man who used psychedelics for the first time talks about realizing that other people have feelings too.
I'm sorry. I don't think it's going to happen tomorrow.
Oh, really? Do you not think it's going to happen tomorrow?
Listen. I've been where you are, okay? Why do you think I'm working for the DMV?
Orgy?
No, I mean, I haven't been... exactly where you are, but I've been in a similar situation. I'm a crossroads demon. I have to be able to go to Earth. It's my whole thing. I need to bequeath humans with otherworldly musical prowess, and they let me borrow their souls. If I can't travel to Earth, none of that happens.
And working for the DMV allows that?
Yeah! I do code compliance for them, and they've given me a special flight plan. Humans have to do a special ceremony at the crossroads, and I'm summoned there. After the deal is over, I get yanked back home. It's not ideal. I don't get to hear the music they make with the skills I give them, which was the best part of the gig.
But at least I still get to do it at all.
That's great. I just have to wait 2 millennia to even apply.
Well, maybe something could be done about that.
Really?
I mean, I could pull a few strings, call in a few favors. Don't count on it. But if things go the way I think they will, you may be throwing your orgy in a year.
Oh, Todrick, thank you. How can I ever repay you?
I've never been to an orgy before.
Consider yourself a VIP guest to next year's festivities. In the meantime, would you like a maid costume or a barrel of lube? And that was the beginning of my relationship with the DMV. The anger I felt at being beholden to them was immense. My infernal bacchanal became a conduit for making something productive of that anger.
I don't think fucking and sucking counts as a productive use of your anger.
No! The fucking and sucking was for leisure. The literature about unionization, anarchy, and mutual aid was the productive part.
Oh. Oh, that's actually really nice.
I used the bacchanal as a means of organizing against the DMV. Truthfully, that's a large part of why I wanted Rita there. She's the daughter of death. Many folks heard rumors of her parentage before she did. If we had her on our side, that would go a long way to the future dissolution of the DMV. But that first failed orgy was also the beginning of my short-lived romance with Todrick. We're still very close. We just realized that a romantic relationship wasn't in the cards for us. We're much better as platonic friends. They send me a card on my birthday every year. And I was best man at all three of their weddings. Their partners are darling. Their wife makes this...
Not to be rude, but I don't have time to pretend to care about Todrick.
How are we going to find her?
Oh, I fully intend on going with you to find her.
Really?
That was your second favor, right? That's what you intended on asking me?
It was. We know it's a really big ask, though. You found what Hell Dimension Kyle was in using something of his. We thought maybe you could do the same for Rita?
I would be honored to help. It may be harder finding her, since Kyle mentioned she'd been changed somehow by dying, but I will give it my very best effort. I also think my company will be beneficial, as I'm accustomed to bouncing between Hell Dimensions. I can be the face of the party, as it were. There are certain Hell Dimensions used for punishing humans, and the two of you will benefit from having a non-humanoid person with you.
Thank you, Leonard. I'm sorry I threatened to chop off your balls when we first met.
No apologies necessary. I love when a beautiful woman threatens my balls.
Ew, Leonard.
And apology rescinded. I take it back.
Ooh, goodness. Rita and Millie were holed up in an old warehouse in the scenic town of Vitriol. By scenic, I mean they had a view of this Hell Dimension's acclaimed natural wonder, the Anal Fissure. It's a canyon created by the petrified anus of a giant ancient demon. Anyway, they were holed up in an old warehouse in the center of town. This was where they were squatting, surrounded by crates, with only a ratty old couch they found by a dumpster and their bedrolls for comfort. Right now, Rita was crying, fulfilling Millie's mandatory fight training quota for the day.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
That's too damn bad. You're the Kingslayer. You need to be able to do this.
I am not the Kingslayer.
You've literally spent the last 2 years slaying kings with me.
With you. I can barely do push-ups.
You aren't used to being quite this human.
I still don't understand what I am at this point. I can poof, but I can't change my appearance anymore. I'm really hard to hurt, but I heal fast. But I still get my shit rocked when we fight a big demon.
Figuring out exactly who and what you are is one of the most human endeavors you could embark upon.
Jeez, y'all make everything sound so important. I'm just wondering why I suddenly need to eat and shit and why I seem to have IBS.
That is not IBS. There is something truly wrong with you.
Thanks! I don't feel self-conscious about that at all.
I'm concerned you're harboring some demonic parasite or hereunto undiscovered evil entity that produces a violent
slime. Can we stop talking about my poop? I'm new at pooping. Of course I'm going to be bad at it.
I don't know that we can legally describe it as poop.
I wish I were an only child. This couch smells like a sweaty gooch.
Stop hogging the gooch couch.
Did we get enough money from robbing Tormentius to get out of this dimension soon?
Yes, and then some. I also stole you one of their shirts from the merch stand.
Did you get the one with the...
large-breasted demon woman? Of course.
Yes!
I knew you'd love it. Anyway, I'm supposed to meet with a gentleman who can get us to a neighboring dimension here in a little while. He's a purveyor of magical goods, and someone told me he had an old DMV transporter.
That could get us home! That could get us back to Earth! That could get us...
Please, don't get your hopes up. Most of those old DMV transporters don't go to Earth, and that's by design. The likelihood that we find one that could get us to Earth and that still has enough power to get us to...
I know, okay? I know. Reapers and the occasional contractor are the only people from the DMV who go to Earth regularly. They don't want people meddling.
Other than the people they send there to meddle, of course. Besides, we need to find Ambrosia before we worry about getting you back to Earth.
I need Dawn and Sunny.
They are fearsome women. But I think we can give Ambrosio a run for his money without...
No, like, I need them. Like, I miss my family.
Oh, I just... Yes. Yes, I see what you were saying. I'm sorry, I can't...
Millie.
I don't really think about that kind of thing. I was stuck in Carmilla's brain. Well, I was Carmilla. And the only family she had was...
I wasn't implying that you weren't family.
I really wasn't upset, I just...
You're my sister.
Our father doesn't see it that way. I was just a thing he made.
And he let me believe I was just a thing the DMV made for 66 million years. Safe to say, he's never getting a world's best dad mug from me. I think he really tries his best, but his best can still hurt people. He's death. He deals with humanity, but he's not as close to humanity as us. I don't think he ever knew how to be a dad. That's not to excuse the shitty things he's done, of course, but...
But he's not as simple as his mistakes. I blamed him for the events that made me into the Carmilla you knew for so long. I don't think I ever realized that I blamed him for a single mistake. I thought he wasn't looking for me hard enough when the sorceress had me. He never stopped me when I got turned.
But the worst thing he did to you was an awful thing. You were his daughter, and he didn't see you that way. If we ever see him again, just know that I have your back.
I know you do.
I wouldn't have survived my first day in hell if it weren't for you. Let alone the past 2 years. You've been here for me more than Dad ever was.
Do you think Dawn and Sunny could ever understand that I'm... not her, but I also am her, the things that I did.
It may take them a little to see you for who you are, but I'm sure they'll warm up to you.
Thank you.
Okay, sorry, totally unrelated. Did you find any more information about that demon who can get to Earth?
I don't know if you could classify it as information.
What does that mean?
This demon who can walk between the heavens, hells, and earth is a myth, Rita.
Most people would say the same thing about vampires.
Everyone looks at me as though I have nipples for eyes when I ask them about this demon. So far, I've learned that they can fly, and to summon them, you must complete a ritual where you sleep with your head on the bones of a child.
Yikes. I mean, I know it's a long shot, but it doesn't hurt to ask.
It doesn't hurt to ask. It's smart to weigh all of our options. I'll keep asking around.
Thank you.
Now, enough mushy sister time. You need to keep training. Time to do some box jumps. Go use one of those crates.
Hey, what's in those crates? What was this warehouse used for?
Clarisonic brushes.
Those electric face washy brushes?
Yes, they went out of business.
They made those in hell?
the $100-something brush that harbored bacteria and old foundation, leaving its users' skin barriers over-exfoliated and raw?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that tracks.
Yes, it does. Now stop trying to get out of training and go do your fucking box jumps.
Go! No, who gives a noogie? God, you're like a fucking middle school bully. Stop it! No, no, no. Hi, you've reached the housekeeping section, and it might be the housekeeping section of today's lucky winner, and it might be the housekeeping section of Info Dumpies, because I am recording a housekeeping section far in advance, because we are going to be moving, and I want to be able to have all of these episodes still coming out while we're moving, but I also do need to pack up things in my recording center station in my room, and I don't want to record bad audio for y'all, so this housekeeping section is going to be the same for probably a couple of months. I usually like to wait to record these until closer to the episode because I want our Patreon shoutout people to be up to date and accurate. But I think y'all understand that you'll get more episodes this way and we don't have to pause anything to make you wait longer. And as soon as I'm able to record these closer to the date, I'm going to start doing that again. But in the meantime, here's the housekeeping section for a show. So if you like the episode of whatever show you're listening to at the moment, check out the episode details to find everyone's social media handles. You can find Mixnomer on Instagram at the handle Mixnomer Productions. If you're listening to today's lucky winner, all of the cast have their social media handles in the episode details, so you can see what we're doing on the interwebs. And if you want to support us, the best way you can do that is by sharing about the show. We don't pay for ads, and we don't take paid ads, so you sharing the show is the way we grow. Like, word of mouth is the way we grow any of our shows. So if you want to tell someone in your Discord server, in your subreddit, in the grocery store, I don't know, anywhere, you tell someone about it. It helps us out a lot. If you are in a place to help us monetarily, you can find a link to our Patreon for Mixnomer in the show details. So when you become a Patreon subscriber, you are subscribing to get content for any and all shows we make in perpetuity, and you get to support everything we do. It gets split among our cast members because we do profit sharing and we try to make sure that everyone essentially gets the same hourly rate for their work. So when you become a Patreon supporter, starting at the $1 level, you can get access to our Discord server, where we do things like streams where we play Jackbox games, streams where you watch me and Violet play a video game together, I do body doubling, I started doing like a little Stitch and Bitch hour where we do different fiber arts and we just chat. It's like a virtual knitting circle. It's very fun. But when you do that, it's just at the dollar level, you get access to all of that. And then at higher levels, you get access to things like music from today's lucky winner and live recordings of our today's lucky winner episodes and all of the notes from me and Violet and our guests that they make for Info Dumpies episodes that have a bunch of links so you can go learn more about a subject that you heard on an episode of Info Dumpies. There's lots of cool stuff, and when you support us on Patreon at certain levels, you can also get a cool shout out, like our friends Randy Lovings, Rachel Rachelson, Sewing Seraph, B. Trossler, Smriti Singh, Helen Clifford, M. Mosin, Lucy, and Nicole Valdivieso. And if you haven't yet, it would be really helpful for us if you left a rating and a nice review to let people know that you liked our shows. It helps us get higher in recommendations and on different charts and get recommended to more people. Subscribing also does that, and it costs you nothing, and that helps us out a lot. So if you would like to support us in another way, that's another way you can help us out. But yeah, hopefully I will be having my recording set up at our new house when we get moved to, we're moving from Texas to Minneapolis, so that's going to be a big change. But once we get settled in Minneapolis and I have my recording station set up, these housekeeping sections will be bespoke per episode of show again, I promise. I feel bad cutting corners, and I feel bad that there's some people who might join our Patreon between now and then who might not get their shout out immediately, but again, I would rather get you shows in a timely manner than worry about that too much. I'm trying to not let my perfectionism take over. But that's all I got for you, little buddies. God, if you listen to Info Dumpies and you don't listen to today's lucky winner, calling you little buddies sounds condescending. But I promise it's not. But that's all I got for you now, little buddies. Until next time, try not to die. And if you're an Info Dumpies listener and you don't listen to today's lucky winner, my ending is... That's my ending. Okay, sorry.